Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a wonderful start to your Tuesday. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, and the podcast to be named later all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersb, and across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button and you'll get the latest content when it's available. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta, and actually the latest from Florida, is that's where spring training is continuing on. The Braves getting into their second full week of spring training games. But of course, what, you know, kind of has, you know, all of Braves country holding their collective breath is not what's going on off the field, but an important news update that we're hoping to get Tuesday morning in regards to the status of reigning NL MVP Ronald Acuña Jr. Now, on the latest edition of the Battery Power Podcast, available now to enjoy, Brad Rowland and Scott Coleman, you know, went into detail about the, you know, the current injury status of Ronald Acuña Jr. The quick recap is that, you know, in the middle of last week, in a rundown situation in a spring training game, it seemed as if, you know, Ronald, that seemed to be the point in which Ronald tweaked his knee, for lack of a better way of putting it. And then on Friday, it was revealed that there had been, you know, he was feeling a bit of soreness in the same knee that, you know, his ACL had been repaired on, you know, a few years back, you know, during the summer of 2021 when he tore his ACL in Miami. Well, after meeting with medical professionals in Florida on Friday, you know, it was reported that there was, you know, the discovery of some irritation in the meniscus area, again in the same knee where Ronald had had his ACL repaired. So, taking every precaution possible, we went through the weekend. The Braves didn't really, you know, offer an update as far as a timeline for Ronald, but what was determined was that Ronald on Monday, yesterday, would go to LA, meet with the same doctor who performed his ACL surgery a few years back for further investigation into the you know, meniscus irritation. It was reported Monday afternoon that it would likely be Tuesday morning before we would get an actual update on what the prognosis is for Ronald in terms of the actual source of the injury and what it could like in terms of a timeline for him to return to the diamond. And so we're all awaiting, you know, Tuesday morning for that update. Stick with Battery Power, you know, the batterypower, you know, .com, as well as Battery Power across all forms of social media for the latest news. As soon as it's reported, we'll make sure to give analysis of it. And obviously, if it's something of a significance, we'll make sure to follow up with this episode with another edition of a Battery Power Podcast to talk about any type of potential significant injury that could occur. The hope is that it's something minor. It's something that, you know, the Braves just did right by being, wanting to be cautious, make sure they eliminated anything serious, and that there clearly will be indications that Ronald Acuña Jr. will be ready for opening day, but that remains to be seen. Hopefully we'll get that update on Tuesday morning. So while that definitely is, you know, the top of everybody's, you know, focus right now when it comes to Braves country, you know, obviously there also are games going on. And the great thing about it is for the Braves is that, yes, the results right now, offensively, in the win-loss column, you know, that is certainly something that you would like to see improve. But I think when you look at this Braves roster, the last thing anybody is concerned about is this offense being at the top or near the top of Major League Baseball when it comes to production. You certainly want to see names like Jared Kelenic, you know, start to get going this spring. But in terms of this Braves offense, you know, right now, it's not performing that well when compared to other teams in spring training. But you know, when games start counting, this Braves offense is going to be among the best in baseball, if not the best in baseball, like it clearly was last season. But to me, the biggest storyline that we've seen emerge is that this pitching staff, especially the most important parts of this Braves pitching staff so far through about the first 10 days of spring training. They are producing eye-opening and encouraging results in the areas that they need to show that this pitching staff has definitely progressed in a positive way. It has gotten better moving forward for this year and potentially beyond than it was last year, especially in the areas that it needed to improve to put us in a better chance to win via the postseason. And above all else, the thing that I'm pointing out is the fact that right now, as of this recording, the Braves pitching staff in spring training has the highest K per nine innings rate of any team in baseball. They are striking out hitters at a higher rate per nine innings than any team in baseball. And to me, that's exactly what Alex Anthopoulos and the front office has consistently tried to make a bigger strength of this Braves team. You've seen it in the bullpen over the past few years. The Braves have really focused on adding relievers, both in the short and long term, that had good to elite strikeout potential. You saw that the Braves went out and they got a Ronaldo Lopez. They got a Chris Sale. Two pitchers who have had good strikeout numbers throughout their career, and two pitchers who may not necessarily go six or seven innings in a start, but they can go through a lineup one or two times, whether it's regular season or postseason, with good strikeout potential. The Braves know that the way to be able to find success in the postseason is to miss bats and miss bats consistently. That was a big, part of the success mixture that led to that 2021 World Series title, was the ability of the Braves bullpen specifically to miss bats. So the fact that the Braves collectively, as a pitching staff, are missing bats at a league best rate in spring training, that is really encouraging. And the key contributors to those numbers being so encouraging, that also, to me, is certainly noteworthy. Because you've seen Chris Sale, over four and two-thirds or four and a third inning, he has nine strikeouts through his first four and a two-thirds innings this spring. That is very, very encouraging. Sure, he had a bit of a, wild, start. His control wasn't the best on Sunday, but he was able to work out of those jams due to strikeouts. And it wasn't just missing bats with velocity. He touched 97 on his pitches. It was also his breaking stuff, the location of his breaking stuff, the consistent ability to locate his breaking stuff that could allow for him to return to being a pitcher who could produce elite strikeout rates. That was certainly on display. Chris Sale keeps talking about how he feels healthier now than he has at this point of spring training for many years, and that can be really encouraging again for him to repeat what he did over the final 15 starts in last season in Boston. If he can produce something similar to that in Atlanta, it's going to be a great boost to this pitching rotation. But of course, it's not just about the veteran like Chris Sale, it's also the up-and-comer like an A.J. Smith-Shawver, who he himself, in seven of the outs that he produced on Monday were via the strikeout. And the great thing for A.J. Smith-Shawver, you're seeing him, touch nearly 99 with his fastball, but he's getting just as much swing and miss success off his changeup than he is his fastball. And A.J. Smith-Shawver talking with, those covering the Braves in spring training about how he seems more comfortable, about how he seems more focused and more prepared for success. That is highly encouraging for the Braves to see from one of their best overall prospects and their best pitching prospects, because both the development of A.J. Smith-Shawver, Hurston Waldrop, and others, that is going to be a key component to the Braves rotation moving forward, especially if you were to see Charlie Morton retire and or Max Fried move on in free agency. So it's just awesome to see veteran pitchers having good bills of health, being able to show that they can still produce very good results on the mound, and encouraging starts from the younger players in the Braves starting pitching mix. Those players that could help support the veterans. If Chris Sale or Ronaldo Lopez, they need to go a bit of a break because of an injury or because they need to, watch their innings load, you can then call on A.J. Smith-Shawver to step up and be able to pitch effectively like he did on multiple occasions last year. The overall depth of this Braves starting rotation and bullpen, and the fact that it is producing strikeouts at an elite rate, that is a great development for this Braves pitching staff, and one that could certainly translate to better success in the playoffs.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team.
Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So beyond the awaiting, you know, the update for Ronald Acuña Jr. when it comes to, you know, the more detailed prognosis when it comes to his injury with his knee, and also what could be a timeline for him hopefully to return to the diamond sooner rather than later, and also beyond the fact that the Braves pitching staff, to me, is probably the most encouraging on-the-field storyline with how they're missing bats, with how you're getting great performances from both young prospects as well as older veterans that the Braves are going to rely heavily on. Overall, the performance of the pitching staff is certainly encouraging. And for that reason, I think, among, you know, multiple reasons, you saw the Braves, you know, make a lot of cuts on Monday, you know, taking, you know, talents from being a part of the major league roster, you know, cutting them down to the minor league roster, which, you know, where a lot of these names were already going to end up, you know, starting the season. But the fact that the Braves have done it, you know, kind of early in spring training, to me, gives me the indication they're really liking what they see from some, you know, expected and unexpected sources, their top prospects, veterans, the main contributors at the major league level, collectively as a whole. The arms that the Braves are going to rely the most on, they are performing well. And so the Braves want to take a closer look at those arms and see if they can get some momentum going. That's why you saw names such as Ian Anderson, Dylan Dodd, Daisbol Hernandez, Darius Vines, and Alan Winans. You saw them, you know, head to minor league camp, you know, instead of remaining in major league camp, because those arms are what are going to make up likely your AAA rotation. And then multiple, you know, one or two of those arms could definitely see a good bit of innings in the majors if the Braves were, you know, to go through a stretch of bad injury luck. But seeing the fact that the Braves have, you know, cut those players from major league camp to minor league camp, both shows that the Braves are clearly confident that the depth that they have put together at the major league level, it's doing well when it comes to avoiding injury, but it's also doing well when it comes to performance. And that certainly is highly encouraging when it comes to the Braves' best stars. So it's going to be fun to see what eventually occurs. You know, seeing the main four of the Braves rotation, Spencer Strider, Max Fried, Charlie Morton hopefully will take the mound soon, and Chris Sale, continuing to see them all excel. And then seeing, you know, some of the names that are in the, you know, mix for the fifth starter spot, Ronaldo Lopez as well as Bryce Elder. You hope that both of them have excellent spring from now on, and it makes a very tough decision for the Braves. And then, of course, you've got the young, you know, prospects, the top prospects in the Braves system, Hurston Waldrop and A.J. Smith-Shawver, who both have looked very good in their outings so far this spring as well. It's never a bad thing when you have multiple positive storylines to talk about when it comes to your pitching staff and that pitching staff being healthy in spring training. And right now, the Braves are certainly enjoying that aspect of their start to the spring. And a couple of other news and notes that I think are certainly, you know, significant. For one, on Monday, it was announced that Zach Wheeler, who Braves country knows very well, arguably the pitcher in baseball who has had the most overall success against Atlanta, both in the regular season and the postseason, than any other pitcher over the past, you know, coming up on a decade. He signed a three-year, I believe, $120 million extension, $125, $126 million extension, going to pay him nearly $42 million per year. But what this means is that Zach Wheeler, who was potentially going to be one of the biggest prizes in next year's free agent class. He actually is going to be with the Phillies for the next four seasons after he signed his extension with Philadelphia. So if the Braves face the Phillies once again, not much is going to be different. You're going to have to get through Aaron Nola. You're going to have to get through Zach Wheeler and others. And so, hey, you know, the Braves have seen that plenty enough. But the thing that does stand out is that one of the toughest, you know, competitors that the Braves have faced over the years on the mound is going to remain with the division rival, so the Braves will continue to see plenty of Zach Wheeler as we move forward. And then, of course, the other noteworthy development from Monday is the fact that longtime third baseman Josh Donaldson announced his retirement from baseball. Josh Donaldson, you know, burst onto the scene, I think kind of, you know, to the surprise of many, back in 2013 at the age of 27. From 2013 through 2019, Josh Donaldson arguably was among the, you know, top five, top seven best all-around talents in baseball. You know, from that, in that seven-year stretch, he produced six seasons in which he had a 5 FWAR or better value. Through that stretch of time, he had five seasons in which he was in the top 11 of the MVP voting in the respective league that he played in. And, of course, he won the 2015 AL MVP. And what stands out about Josh Donaldson and the Braves is the fact that, you know, Josh Donaldson came to Atlanta in 2019. He wasn't the same player that, you know, had won the MVP in 2015. But what he is, on multiple occasions, Josh Donaldson, when Alex Anthopoulos traded for him when with the Blue Jays and then signed him once Alex Anthopoulos was with the Braves, on multiple occasions, Josh Donaldson has been one of the more productive acquisitions that Alex Anthopoulos has made. Because in 2019, 37 home runs, 94 RBIs, a 900 OPS, a 5.2 FWAR season, while also playing good defense at third base. That's exactly what Josh Donaldson provided in his 1 year in Atlanta. It arguably is the second best 1 year stint of an offensive player that the Braves have experienced since 2000. Of course, the, you know, 2004 campaign of J.D. Drew would be number one. But the point that I'm getting at is that I know that Josh Donaldson could be a polarizing figure. I know that his time in Atlanta was short and that, you know, it was past his prime. But he made a clear impact while he was here. He solidified the middle of the order, provided the Braves with an additional source of production that helped them win their second straight NL East title. And then once they got to the playoffs, whereas the year before against the Dodgers, they just clearly were outmatched. Once they got to the playoffs, the Braves with Josh Donaldson were much more competitive. Though they didn't win the series that they were in with him, Josh Donaldson helped the Braves realize that they were on the verge of being among the very best teams in baseball, and that's exactly what has occurred. And the other thing that stands out about Josh Donaldson is the fact that he was kind of a mentor to Austin Riley. He had positive things to say about Austin Riley. And of course, Riley being his successor at third base, we've seen the historic results that Austin Riley has produced. So best of luck to Josh Donaldson. Again, I know some are not a fan of him himself, and, you know, to each their own. But it's hard to deny that Josh Donaldson did not have a huge level of success in his 1 year in Atlanta, and wishing the best moving forward when it comes to retirement. So even though it's spring training, a lot of moving parts going on, plenty to discuss. And remain with us here on the Battery Power Podcast Network. If there's any type of significant news when it comes to Ronald Acuña Jr., you know, going into the morning hours of Tuesday, we'll follow up later on in the day with our perspective. But hopefully, we just found out that it's a small injury. It's easily overcome. No extra attention is needed to it. And Ronald will be back to normal sooner rather than later. Can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Remember just to hit subscribe wherever you enjoy your podcast. That's where we'll be for free. Until next time, my name's Sean Coleman. Go Braves. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.